Yeah, Wasail, y'all. So, Wasail is a very ancient tradition. It's about 500 years old, and England, people did it. People have done it all over the world. Everybody celebrates the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, and that's coming up next week on the 21st, the evening of the 21st. Happens every year, and in English traditional society, they said it was a battle between the Oak King and the Holly King. The Oak King is the Sun King, and so he's born on the winter solstice, and every day the sun stays a little longer, and that's the Oak King growing up. And the Holly King, a lot of people say Santa Claus comes from the Holly King, but he's the king of the darkness and the winter and the growing dark. So from summer solstice to winter solstice, it's the Holly King, and they arm wrestle about this time of year. If you've ever sang the song, The Holly and the Ivy, that's what they're singing about. Yeah. A lot of the songs we sang today are old. Not too old. The Wassail song's from the 1800s. But wassailing is something that was taken from a pagan tradition of wassailing the trees. So you would go out to your cider apples, and you would give them a wassail drink, and you would make a lot of noise and sing to them, sing to the trees, and the wassail would have a lot of alcohol in it. Our wassail is coming, and our wassail does not have alcohol in it. But I think you'll still like it. It's a spice cider, and we're going to do a little ritual today. And so this ritual requires calling the directions. So if you would stand up and face the east. Spirits and angels of the east, the guardians of air, the wind that blows through your grandmother's curtains, the gale that blows the tides and the waves. Thank you for being with us. And now if you would turn to the south, which is to your right. Spirits and guardians and angels of the south, the spirits of fire, thank you for the passion of our lives, the light in the cat's eyes in the dark. Be with us as we celebrate today the changing of the seasons. And now go to the west. Spirits, guardians, and angels of the west, spirits of water, the flow within all of us, the 60-something percent water that we are. Thank you for transformation and for your power and the wearing away of the rocks. And spirits, turn to the north. Guardians of the north, spirits and power of earth, thank you for being with us as you're in your dormant season and sleeping it off. We are glad for you to be with us today as we celebrate the changing of the seasons. Please be seated, y'all. So they call this period of time Yule. In the old calendar, it was almost 2 months of this period around the winter solstice. And Yule became a synonym for Christmas, as people made Christmas at the December 25th, which was a pagan celebration in many cultures. It was actually a celebration of a goddess in the Anglo-Saxon culture. And so we call it Yuletide, and people would burn a Yule log for all the 12 days of Christmas. When we sang the Deck the Hall song, that's Welsh. If he had to sing it in Welsh, we'd still be singing it. But they would sing it on New Year's Day, and everything would go to Twelfth Night. So usually wassailing happened on the Twelfth Night. We're going to have wassail today. I've made you some wassail. And what I'd like to see do is I'm going to give a little sample to all the four directions so we take care of the spirits. And then what you want to do is come up and think of 3 to 5 words that you want to set your intention for the holidays. So in my case, I want to set the intention for family and rest and mystery, sitting quietly. That sounds good. Good holiday. We have cups, and we're going to give you some wassail. And so the traditional thing to say, wassail means to your health, basically, whether you're saying it to trees or to people. Wassail. Wassail. And then the answer back is drink hail. Perfect. So when you set your intention, you go get your some wassail, I'll give it to you. And then you'll drink up your wassail and you go, wassail. And everybody go, drink hail. Okay? Yes. Easy? Easy. All right. You want to be my test case?
Yes. Rob, if you would like to turn on the fire.
I have cups.
I think you could make that a little bigger.
There we go.
Thank you. when there was a much more class-oriented society and worse than ours. In England, wassailing was something that you could do, and you could go around and you could go, now bring us some big footy. Right here. So a lot of the traditions were about sharing with people who were less fortunate than you and celebrating. So I really enjoyed making wassail for everybody, and there's some cookies in there too, Christmas tree cookies. And thank you all for having me today.